Hey, share sponsors for Refuah Shleima for Chaim Ben Leah Bracha. Wish him a Refuah Shleima Bakar. If the sponsor is here, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com and for more information on sponsoring a shir. We begin today in the middle of Perik Yud Gimel, Sif Lamed Aleph, the middle of the halacha of Shabbos clocks, plugs, etc., etc. Sif Lamed Aleph, the middle of page Kuf Ayin Ches, in the new print begins. Kishem Shemutu L'shanei says Pu'ula Sh'ena Shabbos B'Shabbos. Like we saw in the last few Sifim, that times when one can adjust a Shabbos clock on Shabbos. Kach Mutu L'shanei says B'Yom Tov, the same thing would apply on Yom Tov. But ubi Yom Tov av mutlasis kidei shashoyin yichabes hazer muktem yaser. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to adjust the Shabbos clock in a fashion where it may go on sooner, which we said you cannot do on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, if the, let's say the entire electricity went out and you want to move a pin, you could move a pin and even that the electricity is going to go on earlier. Avaloy kidei shiyafsik muktem yaser, but not while it's on, that it should go off earlier. And he says, why is that so? So in Sifkan Kofyud, he explains that Kivon she'etzem ha'adloka eina asur l'reva peiskim, she'cholkim el m'shemayl drabon, since the adloka, that which it's going to go on, according to most peiskim, because it's a continuation of eish me'eish, or moyl drabonon, but minatayr it's mutter, me'mela, they makel to allow it to be done here aydei grama. Seif Lamed Beis, Sha'oin Shabbos Digitali, a digital Shabbos clock, right? The Kibri Chashmal Vadlokasay Al Yasebe Kol Pul B'Shabbos Chachak. Everything which we spoke about, adjusting a Shabbos clock or moving pins, trippers on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all those clues we gave, all apply to what we call analog Shabbos clocks, but not to a digital Shabbos clock. To a digital Shabbos clock, it will always be Aser. Because when you adjust a digital Shabbos clock, you're causing the numbers on the screen to change. That's Aser, that's Meichik, that's Kaisiv. One cannot do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there's no adjusting of digital Shabbos clocks. Everything which we permitted is Dafka analog. Siv Lamed Gimel, Bishosha Zerem HaChashmal Mufsak. If the electricity went out, mutar lahitzi es hateka shegam b'yomayis achel regil motziyim b'day pam. One may, with a shinui, we'll see soon, remove a plug from an outlet while the electricity went off. So if the electricity went off, so that right now the plug plugged into the outlet is not causing any electric matter, any electric current, right? One can remove the plug min hasheker from the outlet, kidei sha'ur lo yidalek im chiburi mechadosh al zerem hachashmal. So let's say you have a lamp, let's just say. The electricity went out, and the lamp is on, and you don't want the lamp to stay on. But now the lamp is off, not because the lamp switches off, the lamp switches on, but the electricity went out. So you could pull out the plug, right, el sheyesh lasis ken kalach yad g'yom marpik, using a shinui with one's elbow. One could remove the plug from the outlet so that when the electricity goes back on later, this light will not go on. Daily mana may tilt the muktzah with your dime, but why should you do it with your elbow? So he wants you not touch muktzah with his hands and move muktzah with his hands. In a case of great need, one could even plug into an outlet. Let's say you have a lamp that's on, the plug is out. Now, while the electricity is off, if it's a tzeirich gadol, these times it will be permitted to plug the plug into the outlet, as long as you do it once again, kelach hayad with a shinui, kedei shor yidalekim chibur zerem b'cheshmal, so that once the electricity goes on at some later point, this light will go on at all. And Sivkan Kufta Hazvav, he explains, why could this be permitted? He says, there's many times we permit a grama, if there's hefzid or tzerech gadol, and this would be only a grama. He says, im zois, nevertheless, don't take this if at face value, and make your own decisions, what's a hefzid, what's a tzerech gadol. And it's very easy for us to be fooled into our own complacency and our own importance of what's important. So he says, one should not do so without first asking a chacham who is a baki bedinim eile. Not just your friend who's a Talmud chacham, but someone who's very, very familiar with all these halachas of grammar, hafsid, tzair gadol, understands how the electricity works. They have to be competent in all these areas. Top of page kuf ayin tes. Siv lamedalad. Neure chashmalas, a light bulb. Since generally speaking, we don't change light bulbs on a daily basis. You put a light bulb in a fixture, it's meant to stay there for quite some time. One cannot screw in a light bulb or unscrew a light bulb. So let's just say, for instance, you have a Shabbos light. You have a lamp that's on, or any type of lamp. Right? And the Shabbos clock turned it off. Now the bulb was dead. So you say, I'll change the bulb while it's off. And then when the Shabbos clock turns it on later, there'll be a fresh bulb in it. Or I'll just unscrew a bulb so that when the Shabbos clock turns it on, there won't be a bulb screwed in. Right? You may not do that, screwing and unscrewing a bulb, because it's not done on a, it's not like a plug that you pull in and out of an outlet. But bulbs are there to remain for a while. It's kein binyan. You cannot... He says, Sif Cotton Kuf Tezayin, the third line in the bottom. Zalman says, since bulbs stay in for a while, you have to be Choshit for Boine and Soyser. Sif Lamid Hey. Heichin es Shoin a Shabbos Lahafsik Zeremach Shmal Beshoam Musuyemis. You set the Shabbos clock to turn off electricity. The light, whatever you're talking about, at a specific time. I will shochech lechavin es hamesek asher al yodov hashoin mechabu madlik es hazerem hachashmel b'shoa kvu. What happens? We're talking once again on an analog Shabbos clock, right? Or it could be this is even a digital with a switch here. Won't cause anything digital to happen. But it's a Shabbos clock that has a manual and a Shabbos mode. And you set the Shabbos clock, you did everything right, but you didn't put it into Shabbos mode. And now, you want to put it into Shabbos mode. So, b'shas tzorich gadol, if it's a tzorich gadol, mutter b'shabbos lahavir es hamesek lematzav shel Shabbos. B'shas tzorich gadol, one could switch it to Shabbos mode on Shabbos. Yasa came b'oifin shoinim mikifi shirag alasis b'mois hachoyl. But one should do it with a shinui, not in the regular way that he would switch it during the week. But, one second, don't forget this important caveat. Okay, you have to make sure that when you're switching it from manual to Shabbos mode, it's not going to instantly turn on the crockpot. Let's say you realize, oops, the crockpot's off, and you realize it's on manual, not Shabbos. By switching it to Shabbos, it's going to turn it on automatically, and you're doing a Maisa Malacha. You cannot do that, or if it's a light or anything like that. It has to be an oven that when you're switching it to Shabbos mode now, nothing's occurring now, and only later when the tripper trips will it occur. To make sure that whether it's going on or going off, that at the time that you switch the mode from manual to Shabbos, that nothing occurs immediately. If switching it is going to cause anything electrically to happen, you can't do it not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. So you have to make sure that it's a manual type switch, and that based on the timings of the Shabbos clock, nothing is going to occur right now. Si'if Lamid Vov. We're back in the middle of page Kuf Ayin Tes. Perikud Gimel Si'if Lamid Vov. Osur L'saki Nifsak Bitochin. The safety switch, which today we know in America as a circuit breaker. It's also to fix a circuit breaker on Shabbos Yom Tov. L'harimoy to raise it up, to turn it on, the old-fashioned style, that you actually change the circuit, from isim makab patish. Playing around with the circuit breakers, that's already makab patish. For us, for lasses kain, gamim ein azerim, oimid liyos, mechubim, miyadim, atikin, ayachlofim. Even at the time that you're fixing the circuit breaker, whether you're changing the circuit or turning it back on, let's say the electricity to the whole house is off. So by doing it, you're not in etzem causing a maisa right now. It's still going to be awesome. Going to zerim achashmal yichudish rakim megia shayne shabbos shakavua. Right. Let's say you have turning on the circuit breaker, and there's nothing on the circuit breaker that's not on the Shabbos clock. And the Shabbos clock's off now. So Mamela, you turning on the circuit breaker is not really doing anything. In such a case, it's still going to be awesome. Right? And in almost any case of turning it on, you're going to be causing it. Because even that analog Shabbos clock that's plugged in most cases, you're going to be turning electricity to that. So even if that is trippered off of the things coming out of the Shabbos clock, you're going to be causing that Shabbos clock to be working. So one should not touch circuit breakers on Shabbos, not to turn them back on, and not to fix them. Today's shiur is sponsored for Ushleim V'chaim Ben Leia Bracha. We wish him a Fush Leima. To sponsor a shiur, to help keep the shiur from coming on a regular basis, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Or email rabbifishman@gmail.com or in the shiur notes below, you will see what you need to do. Another point, those who listen to this as a podcast, if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll be notified with notifications. You'll be notified as soon as a new shiur comes out.